Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, September 8th of 2020. And we're so glad to have you tonight here on the Miracle Man Show. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening tonight, we're so glad that you've made the determination to hear the word of the Lord tonight, as we are now, it's now after Labor Day, so it's going to start getting cooler out. It's going to start getting darker, sooner, which we've already seen. More of us are going to see that as I've seen that personally, because with it being when it is now, but you know, all now, and it was still a nice warm summer, although it was different in a lot of ways due to COVID, which I will not get into all of that tonight. I was not on last night due to I was down state for the day, down there at Detroit area, and it was a nice Labor Day day down there. We got to be with some friends of ours. We got to go to the Detroit River Walk for the first time. I did not know. I mean, I knew you could, but I had never seen jet skis on the water in the river in a big city like that. I figured maybe in Chicago on Lake Michigan. But, of course, as we all know, Lake Michigan is a much wider, much larger body of water than, say, something like the Detroit River. But also on the Riverwalk, unlike a Riverwalk I've been to before in Bay City, from this Riverwalk, you can almost like hear and almost to a degree kind of feel the waves. Don't they have a river, lake walk like that in Petoskey, Megan, or no? And it's just like that, right? But this, you can almost feel the waves, but not quite. But you can hear it, you know, you can hear the current of the water. And hear the water, you know, God's creation, the water flowing. And there was a lot of jet skis. And you want to know something else I heard several different of yesterday? This certain kind of sports bike that's known as a crotch rocket. I've tried Megan, I've even tried to look up Crotch Rocket on Wikipedia, and all I can find is, like, sport bike. I can't find one specifically for Crotch Rocket. Or if it's just what they're called by the public. Because I've always wondered, what's the real proper name? Because it's been interesting, listeners. I remember several weeks ago, well, I have to rewind it a bit to kind of so you guys, folks, can kind of understand it. Last year, I was at a Speedway gas station here in town. We were getting some gas. And I'm sitting there in the vehicle, and first time I'm with, they just pumping their gas. They basically said, "You have a rev, I got to stop, get some gas, okay?" Okay. And then we're stopped. Gas is being pumped. I hear this really loud noise. Like, what is that? Crotch Rocket. And then I never really thought about it again for like about a year. So until this season. And then for whatever reason, I didn't notice another one until like a couple weeks ago. And then I've heard a few weeks ago, actually. I've heard a few since then, including a couple yesterday, including one that was confirmed that road right in front of us. That was actually a confirmed one, right, Megan? Because it even had the little low setting seat. It said Crotch Rocket on the thing. Yeah, I saw Brother Hot. We saw what I will now call Brother Harley. We saw Brother Harley too. Yesterday. For those of you who actually drive motorcycles and go out on rides with them, maybe you take your kid for a ride. Some people call them Harleys. Some people call them Hogs, you know, and all the different names I got. But I hear this distinct, you know, Crotch Rocket sound again yesterday. But then I just hear that thing and I'm like, wow. I found out even my brother had rode on a couple of them. Like, kind of borrowed his friend's a couple times and, took it for just a little ride. And so, needless to say, someone may say, in case you're asking, well, Miracle Man, when you see, do you think I'll drive a motorcycle? I would, yeah. I really like them. What would you ultimately? And if you're wondering what would I ultimately have? Probably, I'd start with something simple, and then eventually, I would either want a Rocket or a Harley. I love how you can be driving. Like the one we saw yesterday, he was driving very normal, right? Yeah. Wasn't feeding any of that, but it still has that power to it that I really like. And those of you who know me, listeners, I'm a power guy. Not just when it comes, and that's not just when I'm about the power or the Holy Ghost. Like, I'm even talking about when I'm in a football game. I love it when there's power in that roar. And it's not just a roar where it's kind of like, oh, you can do better than that. Come on. I like that big. Like, I like feeling that power. Because, like I said, I'm the power guy. And, of course, the ultimate power to have, listeners, is the power of the Holy Ghost working in your life. And but just for the record, listeners, if you're one of those who has one of those rockets, your motorcycle is not fast enough to get away from the Holy Ghost. One time, I was listening to Rodney Howard Brown at the stand. Now, I didn't hear this live, but I watched it later on YouTube, like a day or two later. And the night after the 4th, Rodney Brown was out there on the field at doing the stand at his church. And he's telling a story about back in March and everything. And so he says, and I was at peace. Suddenly, a bike is flying on the freeway. Or the bike is speeding up, going super, 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 super. It is revving up his motor very loud. And he says, you don't have a motorcycle fast enough to get away from the Holy Ghost. And maybe that's not what the guy was trying to do, but he just had to say something about it. Ever since then, I've been like, I'm going to find another one of those rockets. I was like, at some point, got to be somewhere, somehow, where we might be on the sidewalk or whatever. And what to my wondering eyes would appear? A rocket with reindeer. I wish. I wonder in Florida if Santa goes on a rocket. You think he might? But then all the kids would know he was here, wouldn't they? Especially if he revs it too loud. So he's got to be real quiet, real slow, right? Otherwise, the kids will all know. And I'm like, he's here! Because then all the kids will know he's here. Anyhow, it was a nice day. It turned out to be decent weather-wise. It was looking like, for a while, they were saying it was a chance that it was going to rain like all day. Luckily, it didn't. And even though a restaurant that I really wanted to go to, because I had narrowed it down to two choices, even though they had several really good ones that I liked on this place's menu. Sadly, when we got there, they were not open because it was Labor Day. So I will try it again at some point, because apparently they are supposed to have very good chicken and waffles, because chicken and waffles, though it sounds so good, I've only had it once. For me to eat it, I want to know that it's going to be the best of the best, some of the best of the best. And this place, particular place, has these really good red velvet pancakes. And red velvet really is good. I think it is. What do you think of red velvet, Megan? Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot. You miss. I don't really have a sweet tooth. But yeah, I think it's good. And that's the last I'll get into of any of that stuff, because I got a ton of other stuff to get to tonight. First of all, for one thing, I want to remind you that Election Day is now less than 2 months away. And America as we know it is at stake right now. America as we know it is at stake. You have a choice to make. Do you want to keep America, to have America be great, have America be the number one power? Do you want America to be free, to be prosperous, and to be led, and to be led based on and have the right people on there? Do you want America to be free? You want to be able to have your personal freedoms and your liberties? Or do you want someone in there who will take all of that away and will be total tyranny, like what is happening in places like California right now? And just so you know, listeners, whatever you lose during this pandemic, whatever rights you lose as a result of that, you may never get them back. In California, they are arresting, in California, they can send pastors to jail. They can arrest congregations. That should not be happening right now in the United States of America. But it is. That's why it's so important that you vote. And that being said, on Thursday night, I will be going to a certain event to hear someone who believes in our country, someone who is fighting for America as we know it, someone who has pledged to keep America and make America great again. I'm talking about our great president. I get to see him on Thursday night down there in Freeland Airport, and I'm sure he will give an amazing speech about what he's done the last 4 years and what he plans to do the next 4 years. And another thing I want to bring up is this. The president just pledged, if I get reelected, I will defund Planned Parenthood. Amen. The president of the United States just said that if he, when he is reelected, in my words, I'm going to say when, because I believe in God and we live by faith. When he's reelected, he will defund Planned Parenthood. And I was very happy when I heard that. I really was. And so we're fighting for America right now. And so, well, you say, well, Miracle Man, what should I do? Well, you should vote on Election Day. In the meantime, you know, doesn't hurt to tell people how you feel. As long as you know you're pro God and pro America, you say, what else can I do? Humble yourself before God and pray. Seek God's face. and turn from your wicked ways. This would be a great time right now to just clean it up. Whatever sin you got in your life, get it out. Whatever relationships you're in that you shouldn't be, get out of them. Just check yourself before God. I'm talking about, you know, the 2 Chronicles 7:14, where God said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, turn from their wickedness, I would hear from heaven, I would forgive their sins, and I would heal their land. And I know right now America could definitely use a healing. And not just from the pandemic. From all this other junk that's going on right now. From all this looting, rioting, from all these, you know, these people who are governing states in America, these people who shouldn't even be governing, mayors who shouldn't even be mayors. And so you need to pray not only for America, you need to pray for your local state, for your local city, for your local, even for your local neighborhood. And I live here in a city of about, a little over 40,000 people. And obviously I know where my neighborhood is and I know what ward of the city I live in. And it's important that you pray, even for your city council, that the right people are in there. And this is why voting is so important, because elections really do have consequences. They do. And so just wanted to make sure you know what we're up against right now. Even in Michigan, tomorrow, the State Supreme Court is going to hear a couple cases against the governor here in my state, the governess, to see, they're going to decide whether or not she has the power to continue with her emergency orders or not. And also, if they say no, What does it mean? And obviously, those of you who are from Michigan, and if you're good, you know, Christian patriots, and if you're good, solid Christian, you know, obviously I would agree with all of you. Those of us here from Michigan, we have to pray tonight and in the morning. Pray that they make the right decisions. Pray that they make the right decision in the interest of the people, the interest of businesses and the church. So, you know, it's important that we pray. They were supposed to hear this case last week, but one of the justices who is blind, his person who helps him, you know, to read stuff like that, they test positive, had some symptoms. But now they're back on. Now they're going to hear the case tomorrow. And so I'm believing God. If they make the right choice. Amen. Now, where are we now? In Michigan, many schools did, in fact, reopen today. Obviously, a lot of districts have decided to start virtual only. A lot of other districts have decided to either do hybrid or online, I mean in person. Obviously, it depends on where they live. But even in a lot of these states that they started weeks ago, like a month ago or so, or even 5 weeks ago, places like Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, et cetera, what you're seeing happening with the curve is that most of those particular states, like in the South and that, where they started over a month ago, you're seeing that these amount of cases there are not going down. They're not going up. Oh, yeah, they're still reporting cases on a daily basis, but they're not reporting as many large daily increases in cases as they were. And amen. That's good to see. They're not seeing some of these spikes that they feared. So we got to keep believing God. And, believing that. We're praying that God bless these doctors and these nurses and all those who are on the front lines right now, those scientists who are working, those good ones who are working on the right treatments, on those who have, and that may they all agree. May they all agree. Because even right now, like a month ago even now, they're still battling over hydroxychloroquine, for example. HCQ works. It's been around for 60 years. Try it. What? And another one's like, HCQ is harmful. Get rid of it. Well, the thing with hydroxychloroquine is, you got to give it early enough. And also, you got to give it in a manageable dose. Can't give it in super, super, super high doses. Where there were complications, it was because they were given such high doses, and they were given to people who were in the ICU, like about to die. Not people who were just hospitalized or symptomatic and got a test and tested positive, but stayed home. If you test positive and you are symptomatic and you don't get hospitalized, but they give you hydroxychloroquine, chances are for you, it can work really well. Obviously, there's other options that they're working on. And so, also, we have to continue to believe God, that God just broke the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariot and whatever they have planned. Because the enemy, they have plans. They have plans. I know some of it. There's a bit I don't know. They have plans. And you just have to pray and believe God. That's part of why this election is so important. Because if it goes real well, then we can at least have a window to do what we have to do and to have that great revival before the rapture. Because don't get me wrong, listeners, we are close. We are close. We're close to the end. We're very close. You say, what's the word coming to? An end. An absolute, definite end. It is. Figured I would just let you know kind of where we are right now in regards to all of that. Now, I want to let you know, too, if you're in the local area, as to something, the local area here, we have Railside, which is a popular diner type spot. They open up tomorrow. I'm actually going to go there myself in a couple of days, kind of see what's different compared to what they were at their previous location. They're now located in Midland Mall in the old Ruby Tuesday spot over there on 6800 Eastman Avenue. They will be opening generally at 8 a.m. daily, closing at 8 p.m. nightly. I think for at least while they're up, the mall they'll at least be there for a while. I think they'll be a good hit with like the mall walker crowd. I think you'll see people who go in there to have maybe their hotcakes and coffee before or after they take their walk. And I think it'll be a good addition. According to Midland Daily News, they kept most of their staff that were there before the pandemic and then the flood. Excuse me, I meant to say the damn panic and then the flood, because they hired back most of their people, and over the years they had parties there over the years, you know, like Christmas parties, things of that nature. Those workers there are really nice to me. Glad to see that they're moving into the mall there. And so I think it'll be a good thing. So I'll make sure to find out when I go in a couple of days, their Facebook page or what have you. So just to see, because they do some good stuff. All right. Now, for now, I believe as of right now, last night will have been the last interruption. For now, I should be for the next while. Tough food to notice, I don't know if it should be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day, 6:30 to 8 for the show. So just so you know kind of what's going on. Also, I wanted to remind you, we talked about that. Real quick, before we sing some songs, I want to remind you of two more things. One, most importantly, I wanted to remind you to pray, read your Bible, Psalm 23 daily out loud, Psalm 91. Again, daily, at 12 noon. At 12 noon, wherever you're at, just take a second, look up to heaven, and curse. Corona. Curse the spirits behind it. Curse that demon, Koran. And number four is right now, pray over America. Pray over America. Pray over the election. Pray that the people that God wants to get in, get in. And the other thing I wanted to remind you is that this program has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, which is the best soft drink you can get. Available at McDonald's and other places that Coca-Cola is sold. Price and participation may vary, tax extra. See store for details. All right. We're going to sing a couple songs. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord this evening. And you say, Miracle Man, what are you going to teach on tonight? Well, tonight I'm going to deal with the 10 virgins. Now, we're going to sing. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long as I can see, I will sing your praise wherever you lead me. I will follow you. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long as I can see, I will sing your praise wherever you lead me. I will follow. I will follow you. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long as I can sing, I will sing your praise wherever you lead me. I will follow you. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Yes, it is. Freedom is here. I believe it. Free healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I believe it. I lift my hands to the heaven, I reach my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Yes, you are, Lord. Jesus is here. And I believe it. Deliverance is here. Deliverance is here. Oh, Lord, deliverance is here. And I believe it. I reach my hand to the heaven. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is here. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. And you are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Oh, sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. Then you are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. I reach my hand to the heaven. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Yes, it is. Freedom is here. Oh, I believe it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Now, Lord, we come before you this evening. We worship you tonight. We honor you. We give you thanks for everything you've done in us, for us, through us. We thank you for what you're doing right now, how you're using us, for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for every one of these listeners tuning in this evening, wherever they are, whatever they're doing right now. Just thank you, Lord God, that you're blessing them right now, that you're strengthening them as they learn from you, as they learn from your word this evening. And I just give you praise and honor for that. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for every person has tuned in, that they receive everything that they have tuned in to receive. And I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Thank you that you use me tonight as I deliver this word, that you anoint the ears to hear tonight. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight, in Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you for the increases in listenership coming to this program. I thank you for finances coming into this program. And most important of all, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program, in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Open your Bibles, if you would, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Matthew 25. I want to teach tonight the ten virgins. Now, five were wise, five were not wise, they were foolish. I'm sorry, I was just checking my time. where he's got Matthew 25. So it's just great to be a Christian. There's nothing else I'd rather be. There's nothing else I'd rather be. Amen. I'm going to begin in verse 1, chapter 25 of Matthew, NIV. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and they went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish. And 5 of the other 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but they did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and they fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom." Then all the virgins woke up and they trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "because there might not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those, sell oil, and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went with him for the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Because there was a coronavirus that, oh, wait a minute, it doesn't say that. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived, and the virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," he said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Now the parable of the talents. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants who are interested in property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once. He put his money to work, and he gained 5 more talents. So also did the one with the 2 talents. He gained 2 more talents. But the man who had received the 1 talent, he went off, he dug a hole in the ground, and he hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned. And he settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share. Then the man who had received the 1 talent, he came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you do not sow, where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out, and I hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. And his master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him. Give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has, or one says, even what he thinks he has, will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, sheep and goats. Verse 31. And when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did with me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you didn't give me anything to eat. You didn't, in other words, as I would say it, I was hungry and you didn't take me to Sonic or Whataburger or Steak and Shake. Sounds like something I would say, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look at me. And you did not look after me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, a stranger, needing clothes, sick, or in prison, and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. All right. Now, what you see here about this, let's talk about this story. First of all, let's talk about this story with these virgins. Five of them are wise, five of them are foolish. Of course, five were prepared. They had their lamps. They had the oil in them. They knew that it was coming near. And they were ready. The others will be like, to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, five were wise. Five wise, the foolish ones took their lamps, but they did not take oil. Of course, the foolish, now they burn their lamps, but their lamps do not have any oil in them. They probably thought the lamps were just oil themselves. They're probably sitting there thinking, Walmart's, they're probably thinking, well, I went to the last couple of times I went to the store, they didn't have these certain things I wanted. They didn't have hand sanitizer, toilet paper, one of these other things. So why will they have the oil for my lamps? The other five went and they bought it, and they had it. And then the five foolish guys, they sat there and they said, they're saying, now all 10 of them know, all 10 of them know that the bridegroom is near. All 10 of them. But five of them, we said, we don't have any oil. Give us some of yours. Ours are out. And then the wise ones basically sold them. Nope. No, sir. Nope, guys. We're not going to give you our oil because then there might not be enough for us and for you. Now you guys go and buy some for yourselves. They weren't even, the foolish guys weren't even thinking. They probably thought that there was oil in their lamps. Maybe they thought there was oil in their lamps. Maybe that's why they bought their lamps without the oil in them. And they're like, okay, we're going to the wedding thing, and we all need to bring you know, bring a lamp to the wedding. And so they bring the lamps. I mean, they're like, they all have the lamps. But the foolish guys are like, when they realize there's no oil, they're like, bring us some oil. And then suddenly, and then they're like, nope. So then the foolish go to get their oil. While they are on that journey getting their oil, the bridegroom comes. And then the five wise people, wise virgins who were ready, they came, they went with him to the banquet, and the door was shut. A little while later, the other five, the foolish five, they showed up. Oh, they're outside pounding on the door. Sir, open the door for us. Please open the door for us. Please. And he said, I didn't know you. I never knew you. I never knew you. Get away from me. And he basically told him, I never knew you. And he basically said, throw him out into the darkness. Don't let Jesus say that to you. Because we're in the last of the last days, and you're going to give an account to Jesus for your actions. And don't let Jesus say, do not let Jesus say to you, sir, ma'am, I never knew you. Well, I did this for all these people, and I was a great tither, and I was a great giver, and I was a great. I never knew you. I never knew you. How could that be? That's what can happen to you if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I read you this chapter today because we're in the last of the last days, and to show you these examples so you can understand how serious it is that you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Remember last week, one of the days, we had looked at the other wedding story two chapters prior. Today, we looked at Chapter 25, and the story of the virgins. Also, we read about those who had the talents. And also, doing for the least of these what you would do to Jesus. And what I'm focusing on tonight, though, is the first story, but really I'm talking about all three. And for the second story, the master says, you know, I'm going on a journey. I want you three to do work. And here will be your payment. And they give the first guy five talents. and he puts it good use, and he gains 5 more talents. The other guy, 2 talents, and he does great work with the 2 talents, given 2 more talents. The other one, though, he decides, oh, I'm afraid. My master is so hard. And what? He gathers, well, he hasn't set his skis. He reaps, so he hasn't sowed. And then he decides to just dig a hole and dig that master's money. He dug it. He hit it. The guy comes back. He evaluates them. And the first one, he gives his account. I had the 5 talents. I gained 5 more. Well done. Entering to your master's happiness. 2 talents. I've been given 2 more. Well done. Good and faithful servant. You've been in charge of a little. You were in charge of a little. Now I'm putting you in charge of more. A lot more. Well done. Enter into your master's happiness. But this other guy, you knew I was hard. You knew that I gathered where I didn't scatter seeds and reaped where I didn't sow. You were afraid you hid my money. And the kingdom would be just like that. And they basically said, throw him out into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In other words, hellfire. In the other story, that third story we read, talks about there's the sheep and there's the goats. The sheep are those who help. They're those who, when they see a stranger, they take him in. Those who, when they see Jesus, when they see him sick, they minister to him. When they're hungry or thirsty, they give them something to eat or drink. When they see him, you know, in prison, they visited him. But but the goats, on the other hand, they were hungry. I mean, they saw him hungry, they didn't feed him. He was thirsty, they didn't give him a drink. Stranger, they didn't even bother helping him. In prison, they didn't even bother visiting him. And we got to love one another. And they said, throw these wolves outside into the darkness, into the hellfire prepared for the devil and his angels, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping, where there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Folks, hellfire is real. It is. It's very real. It's very real. Don't let anyone tell you different. It's very important that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I'll be right back in a second. I'm just going to be a station identification. Praise God. I'm back. Now, like I was saying, folks, we are in the last of the last of the last days. And basically everything that has to happen for the rapture to happen, basically all of it has happened. And so we got to be ready. Anytime the rapture could happen. Obviously, the rapture will come at the time that we are not aware of. The time that we do not expect. I'll be like that thief in the night. When we don't know when he's going to come. We'll be just like that. And no, Jesus is not the thief. Jesus did not come to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to save life. You know, take all your stuff. He came to save life. Amen. Now, but you, it's very important that you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. That you know that if Jesus came tonight or tomorrow or the next day, that you know, that you know, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you will make heaven. Also, you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you have not been living after him. For him, you say, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, but I've ran astray. I've ran away. I haven't been living the way I should be living. My attitude has really stunk lately. I'm not right with God. And I'm not doing well in my walk with God. I don't know that I'd make heaven. Well, come home. Get right with God. Because time is very short. The time to sit around and play tiddlywinks. This is the time to be serious about God and knowing your destiny. Knowing for sure that if the rapture happens tonight, that you'll make heaven. And you can't just do all this stuff your own way and then expect to make heaven. You have to live your life the way God says to, not the way you want to. You have to do it the way God said. Amen. And you just want to make sure that you remember that. Listeners, listeners, I did not teach this to you tonight to be harsh, to be mean, or any of that. I taught you this lesson tonight because one of the last of the last days, and because I love you. I want to see you make heaven. I want you to be able to meet me in heaven. And to be able to talk to me and be like, Yeah, you're that Miracle Man guy. Yes, I am. Oh, yeah, I get. Oh, yeah, I remember that night back in 2020 when I gave my life, when I got right with God. Yeah. Well, I'm that guy who gave my life to Jesus for the first time on that show. Yeah. Amen. That's the goal. And for those of you who don't know, the greatest miracle of all is your salvation. Amen. That's the greatest miracle of all, your salvation. It truly is. I didn't make that up. Jesus said it. That's according to Jesus. The greatest miracle is salvation. It's not healing. It's not deliverance from anything. It's not healing. It's not deliverance, whether it be deliverance from bad attitude, deliverance from alcohol, deliverance from smoking cigarettes, deliverance from porn, deliverance from sin, deliverance from, you know, all the things you can be delivered from. The greatest miracle is salvation. And I want to see you make it. And I want to see you make heaven. And I want to see you make the rapture. Because you do not want to be here during the tribulation. You say, well, Miracle Man, aren't we in the tribulation right now? Might feel like it, but we're not. The church is still here. Tribulation happens after the church leaves. In other words, after the rapture happens. There's still too much of the church left here on this planet. Jesus said, I will not destroy it, that city, for the sake of 10. I won't destroy it for 50, 40, 30, 20, or 10. And there's more than 10 righteous people in America. There's more than 10 righteous people in Midland. Yes, there are. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that they would get this word inside of them, this word about those virgins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would all have oil in our lamps, your oil. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would live the way that you called us to live, and that we would make sure that those around us are right with you, Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are doers of the word and not hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. All right. I'll be talking with you tomorrow night about NFL starting up in a couple days. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.